legislators approved more than $10 million for the pre-K pilot, and many say they hope to be able to expand the program statewide. But that will depend on how successful the pilot is in improving student outcomes. And in order to determine success, the state needs data. They'll get some of that data from a kindergarten readiness assessment, a test that will be administered to students at each participating provider. The state's Early Learning Advisory Committee, known as ELAC, designed the assessment, which the State Board of Education approved just last week. Today I'm sitting down with ELAC member Dr. Megan Purcell, who is also a clinical assistant professor at Purdue University. She's here to help explain what the assessment will look like and how it might differ from what is typically used to determine kindergarten readiness. So, Dr. Purcell, let's start by defining that term, kindergarten readiness. What sort of measurements will teachers look to make using this assessment?
We want to start young children off with the skills that they need so that they can be more successful than had they not had those skills. We can then identify those that don't have those skills and provide some intervention so that that can change. And it sounds weird that, you know, we're going to assess children at this age to be able to determine if they're going to be successful in third grade, but there are certain indicators that we can latch on to.
What are those indicators, and how will the assessment look at them? Take us through the different parts of the test.
We recommended using a combination of assessment instruments to be able to address the three developmental domains that we felt to be the most significant regarding academic success. So we wanted something addressing in the cognitive domain that specifically addressed kind of pre-academic readiness skills, which is then where we chose the Bracken school readiness assessment instrument. And then we wanted something that addressed language specifically, and that was the Peabody Picture Vocabulary Test, or the PPVT. And then the third piece that we wanted to address was the domain for social and emotional development. And we ended up recommending the social and emotional domain from the ISTAR-KR.
And in case our listeners aren't aware, the ISTAR-KR is a tool developed by Indiana's Department of Education, aligned with Indiana academic standards. And many pre-K providers actually already use this tool to assess their kids. I spoke with Ted Maple at Early Learning Indiana, a provider in Marion County, who gave us a quick rundown of how his teachers use this tool.
Our teachers observe young children and document what they observe, and then make judgments based on the standards and the skills on the children's progression through those standards and skills.
So, Dr. Purcell, I'll take it back to you. If many providers are already used to giving the ISTAR, why not just continue using that test?
It is solely based on observation notes, and we wanted a combination of observation and what we were calling on-demand. So the Bracken and the PPVT satisfied our on-demand aspect. Like, for example, with the Bracken, I actually have a Bracken right here. They have to identify colors and letters and numbers and things like that in a situation like you and I are right now, you know, in this snapshot of time, versus the ISTAR-KR, which a teacher can be thinking about what the child does in the environment.
We've been hearing the word assessment a lot these days, what with the new ISTEP on its way, and the word seems to put some people on edge. And the kids being assessed here will only be 4 and 5 years old. What would you say to reassure folks who are worried about exposing their kids to the world of testing at such a young age?
Again, that goes back to our observational and on-demand combination. When you're using something like the ISTAR-KR, the child will never know they're being assessed, because they're not sitting down with the teacher and saying, that's the letter A, that's the letter D. And then the way the PPVT and the Bracken are set up is, yes, they will have to be more of a one-on-one that would look like a testing situation with a child, but they're very playful and they're very short. That was something else we wanted. We wanted something easy, something short, that gave us good data, that the child wouldn't panic when they were being sat down with their teacher to go over this.
Dr. Purcell, thank you so much for filling us in.